You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
It's a fun process. Cal and Hannah McNair coming up 12:35. Hannah wanted the smoke. Cal, a little bit hardo. Cal's kind of got a little D'Amico slash Casario, a little hardo.
He came in styling.
Oh, yeah, the shades.
He came in styling, man.
And a flat bill cocked up.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Didn't know if that was Cal McNair or I don't even know.
He's walking like Jack Nicholson.
I think he thought he was walking into the Breakfast Club or something like that. The way he was looking with his style.
Yeah.
I got 15 steps that got us to this process.
Just 15? That's
15
all you got?
Steps.
Man, we need a Fitbit.
Man.
15 steps that got us to this uniform unveiling today. Let's just kind of relive the process that was.
Yeah.
It was about this time last year. Step one, Texans announced they're going to change their uniforms. A lot of excitement, finally. Some uniforms are going to be changed. Mm-hmm. The dialogue immediately started. That was step one. Step two, they sold and handed out gear. You remember those H hats?
Yeah.
The navy blue?
That was the biggest hint.
The one with the H down blue with the H? That was step two. Started handing out gear, started generating a little discussion, some of the red shirts, all that type of stuff. Not officially licensed NFL gear. But the merch, that kind of generated the discussion and the speculation about what the uniforms would look like. Step three, fan councils. There were fan councils, by the way. Step four.
Were there?
More surveys. Mm-hmm. More surveys. I think they said up to 10,000 surveys. So there were more surveys, more people talked to. I think they said influencers, players, all that. So... Mm-hmm. More, which led to question, are they going to be able to satisfy everyone? Step five, huge tease of H-Town Blue. I mean, huge teases.
They said it.
Of H-Town Blue. They said it right here in the studio.
Yeah.
H-Town Blue will be part of the uniforms. Huge tease
Doug
of
said it.
All
Anna
that.
McNair
yeah, they said it right
it.
Here. Yes, yeah. they did.
Yeah.
So there was a huge tease of H-Town Blue. Step six. Release date. The official release date was put out. It's going to happen at the draft. Step seven, the non-unveiling party to unveil, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
The secretive showcase of the uniforms, which wasn't an unveil.
Might not have been the best step.
But they kind of showed the uniforms. That was step seven.
Yeah, kind of a stumble.
Step eight, the original model leak, number 24, in the road uniforms. That was step eight. Step nine, Cal goes to Reddit. To cover up the leak. I think this was a good look for Cal. And then we had the Tank Dell, Nico Collins picture.
Yeah.
Step 10, another helmet leak. This one was in a factory. The helmet gets leaked, which leads to step 11, another Cal confirmation. Cal with the dog that John Lopez says isn't trained well.
I didn't say that.
Wearing a hat and throwing up the H, he confirms.
Should have asked. I meant to ask him about that.
The helmet.
Yeah.
Step 12, the alleged CTESPN Antonio Brown leak, which, by the way, looks like it was correct.
How does he do it?
I don't know. He might know someone at Nike.
How does he do it?
Step 13, we had the non-unveiling videos. which was last week. I think there were like six of them. Then step 14, the unveiling today at 10 a.m. And then step 15, the non-unveiling party, which is to celebrate the actual veiling.
Unveiling party.
Because it's not unveiling the uniforms. It's unveiling. Celebrating the unveiling. Not
okay,
to be confused.
I think I got you.
So that's the 15 steps that got us to where we are right now.
Yeah. Look, and so where we are right now, and if you know, they announced them, it dropped them at 10 a.m. And we've had 2 hours via social media, via the our YouTube channel and Twitch channel comments, via the message board that we have. I'm telling you, this is why I said I'm going to wait to see consistently. I want to wait to see what fans believe. All these steps you talked about, some of them were missteps, if we're being honest. Some of them were big teases. Some of them might have been overselling. We talked about this morning and yesterday. They might have oversold the whole uniform thing compared to other franchises. But you know what? After 2 hours in on the new uniform, I got to admit, it is much more positive than I expected. It's overwhelming.
I don't really see much negative. I mean, there's a little. I
a
mean,
little bit.
There's a little. Like, not yeah. No one's like all four aren't fire. Like there's like and I think three out of four I love. I don't like how much darker the blue is. Like if you were gonna stay, it doesn't look like you try to be traditional. It's not the same. And they said that it was actually New York Yankee blue, which makes me hate the home uniforms even more. That wasn't supposed to convince me. Are you kidding me? No, I feel about
but
the
I
Yankees.
Do like that dark blue.
You do?
I
like it on the whites.
On the Yankees.
I like it on the whites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that little pinstripe blue that, on the Yankees I like.
So you're a fan of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's how we got here, man. It was a interesting process. It was a good process. I think it was a healthy process. I think it generated discussion. I think the Texans have finally gotten in the because one of my biggest disagreements with you, John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig, you want to tell us how you feel about the uniform, 713-572-4610. One of the things that I kind of disagree with you about at times is when you say, just spell the name right, because I don't think that's the case for everyone. I don't think that was the case for the Texans for a two-year stretch where all publicity is good publicity.
Mm-hmm.
All discussion, all disagreement is good discussion and disagreement. I think there's some organizations that are there. I don't think the Texans were there, but at this point, I think they are.
Yeah.
Like I think the Texans have gotten to that point where, for the most part, they are in the spell the name right category. It happened a lot sooner than we thought, but that's where I think they have arrived. Whether I like the uniforms, you like the uniforms, whatever. Like all of them, like some of them.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of where we've gotten.
Yeah, I think it's rare exceptions where spell the name right doesn't work. They were the exception. I will say that. Like you know, they it was bad. It was bad here. And to come this far, not just on the field, but in every way. People embracing this organization that really wanted nothing to do with it. See, that's another key element here. Just getting rid of Jack and B.O.B., people started to kind of look at you a little better. Then you get good. You get D'Amico. You get C.J. Stroud. Then you get new uniforms. And hell, they're putting new uniforms on Sam Houston up I-45 now. Everybody wants to be a part of it again, a part of this organization. And that's a huge, I can't even overstate it enough.
Yeah, Sam Houston.
But how far they've come in such a short time.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's insane.
It's a year, man.
That's actually pretty
just
crazy.
Just over a year.
Yeah, they got him right there.
And they've become
You saw the line at the shop. I thought Travis Scott was dropping some new kicks.
Yeah.
He's damn sure not going to drop them on those grounds.
It was Taylor Swift's album.
I think that's the one.
Yeah.
NRG grounds might be the only place where Travis Scott can't drop shoes. I promise you that. Anywhere else. Maybe
he's
across
good.
The street.
He's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, just move across the street.
Yeah, go to the Target over there.
Maybe at Quiznos we can do
it. Yeah, Quiznos.
Sonic. Something like that.
But Papa's not NRG.
Yeah, nah. We ain't dropping no Cactus Jacks here, my friend.
That's right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, the line was long. I'm anticipating that this party's going to be relatively crowded. It's a good vibe, man. Talk about uniforms. Now we get to the draft. A little relaxed.
Oh, by the way, yeah, day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
It started.
Or the day after.
Or 2 days from now, yeah.
Depending on how you want to look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
When is the point going to be where you, like, because I got a lot of different answers for this yesterday when I was discussing it. From a Texans POV, when will be the time when you will start to become a little bit anxious when it comes to the draft as far as, like, thinking about the Texans? For me, I think it starts at 15 with Indianapolis. I'm really intrigued to see what the heck they're going to do. Some people said Friday morning. Some people said as soon as the draft starts. Some people said after the 20s when there could be a possibility of trading up. The natural relaxation you have right now, as compared to last year when you had pick 2, pick 12, pick 33, at what point do you, through the localized lenses that we live in and that we function in, at what point do you start saying, oh my gosh, I got to raise the eyebrows a little bit and check this out?
I actually, as much as you and I both respect the heck out of the Colts and think they could be a real factor, that's not so much it. Really, nothing the Jaguars do, nothing the Titans do. I'm this is another thing that you like to say, keeping your eyes on your own paper. I want to see how many quarterbacks are taken. If there are not a lot of quarterbacks taken and we're 16, 17 picks into the draft, I'm going to start getting a little nervous, because those are players that would have dropped if more quarterbacks were taken. I want quarterbacks to go. I saw something this morning. Somebody was predicting 6 quarterbacks could go in the first round.
Yeah, that was Tom Pelissero with Dan Patrick.
I don't believe it, but I hope it's true.
Yeah, and then he started breaking it down. He was, like, mentioning all types of stuff. It seemed like a lot, but that was definitely Tom Pelissero.
I want the players.
You want quarterbacks, you want tackles. You might even want wide receivers at this point.
Quarterback, tackle,
unless there's
receiver,
like a certain one that you like that you hope could fall.
If other players are drafted that would have fallen otherwise, that's when I start getting nervous. So I'm not worried about what the Titans do, Colts do, et cetera. I'm worried about what's going to benefit the Texans the most. And that's a lot of quarterbacks taken and a lot of wide receivers taken. And
tackles.
And maybe tackles, yeah.
Tackles, for sure.
I'm really going to get anxious, raise the old eyebrows, as you put it, going to bed. Going to bed, I'm going to – I guarantee you
after round one?
I guarantee you Thursday night I'm going to have a hard time going to sleep.
Nobody slept. Like, last year, nobody slept Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because you didn't know what the hell was going on.
But Thursday night, I'm going to know what's taken. And it's going to be spinning in my head. Okay, maybe this guy, maybe that guy.
And then we got to, I wish you would have really stuck him out. You stuck him out pretty heavy, but I was kind of like, I don't want to put J-Lo out here like this.
About what?
Man, draft day, you knew they were taking CJ, man. You walked in here like, you walked in here like that guy walking into the barbershop and said they're going to trade up for CJ, man. You said it with your chest.
I did. I had a very good source. Yeah. Not a lot of people knew who they were going to take. Not a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had it.
Yeah.
Held it.
You never know. Maybe I'll come in here Friday morning and tell you exactly what they're going to take on Friday. Maybe I shouldn't go back into that well again, but we'll see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where the hell that's going. But, I mean, in that case, like that type of leak, you're in control of it because you knew who number one was going to be, so you figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had some fun with the leaks. The uniform leaks, I thought they were hilarious. I mean, if you didn't have fun with the models, what were you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, if you didn't have fun with the leaks, but they weren't organizational leaks. I said this throughout the week. Like, as much like, this is not like, hey, Ian Rappaport, Albert Breer, Peter King, you up?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about how lazy Jadeveon Clowney is.
Yes, exactly.
It wasn't that. This was leaks that had nothing to do with the overall organization. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, no, it was just, it's going to happen. And look, we knew it was going to happen. You know, we predicted it, that it was going to happen. But all you know, going back to the steps that you highlighted here, like all these things, it could have spiraled in a very different direction or ended very differently, because people could have said garbage, you know, when they saw the first leak of number 24. Or the helmet, ew, gross, you know, don't like. But people were kind of open-minded, and I'll say it again, I can't believe how almost universally well-liked and approved these uniforms are. It's pretty impressive.
Flying off the shelf, man.
Yeah.
Flying off the shelf. There's all kinds of pictures. Mm-hmm. How much are they selling these jerseys for? Let me check.
I don't know. 713-572-4610. If you've already purchased one, Landry's looking at the label. on one. I don't know if the price is on
that. Okay.
Oh,
that ain't bad.
Oh, yeah?
That ain't bad.
Ain't bad? What does ain't bad mean for a jersey?
130.
For that? That's not bad. That's not bad at all. Make sure you put it back up there where it was. Make sure it doesn't go into your backpack.
I mean, I got robbed. I mean, you heard them say, here's your jersey. And you got a brief show on. No, I'm not hot. I just, you know, that was just kind of, got robbed. It's okay. Sometimes you get robbed, man.
I got robbed.
It's okay. It's all right, man. I was going to go back to my delivery job. My grandmama gave me that chain. Man.
They have to have the cow hat selling out.
I'm rocking
right?
the cow hat right now.
Yeah. They have to have that being sold right now.
You notice how Sean came here with the belt, too.
Oh, I just saw his.
Sean brought his wrestling belt for Cal. He knew Cal and Hannah were coming, so he brought his wrestling belt.
Yeah.
What is he, a guy waiting at a hotel for an autograph?
Yeah, big deal. Okay.
This guy.
He spent a lot on it, though. He better make the most of it.
$550.
Yeah. Better make the most of it.
My man brought his belt and posted up outside the studio. Mm-hmm.
It's a deduction, man.
Are you're probably a tax deduction king right there, right?
On what?
What can I see that salsa?
Yeah, it's
let me check that
Caliente.
Out. Check that out.
See what he did there? I'm going to try that when I get home.
I kind of think you should put that in the studio.
No, hell no. That was a personal gift.
No, it was?
He pulled.
Oh, come on.
Cal pulled that out.
Oh, yeah,
out.
Take that off what you're wearing, Lopez. Hang that up, too.
Cal took this shirt out of his closet to give to me.
And if you're on the YouTube, you can see this. But no, it's all for the studio. I don't care if he handed it to you or not. Okay? That's the rule. You don't get special.
Cal
presents.
Brought that.
Notice
from
your
home.
Jersey didn't get taken.
Well, no, it's going to get taken.
Oh, okay.
And I don't care. It's a large. Well,
give it to me then.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you'll take it.
But no, Cal brought that personally for me.
Yeah, no, I'd rock
so
that.
So give me
CJ.
Back my salsa.
I'd rock that red CJ.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me back my salsa,
John. It's for the studio.
No, it's not. It's for me.
It's the rule.
No,
it's they not hand the it rule? To you. They hand it to you. It's not for you. It's it's not for you.
It's not the rule. Definitely not the rule.
713-572-4610. We'll hear from Cal McNair and Hannah McNair coming up in 20 minutes. She brought the receipts. She brought the heat. She had some interesting things to say about the Tennessee Titans and why they cannot, despite the past feelings, why they cannot be a rival of the Houston Texans at the moment.
She brought it.
Internet might go nuts from that one.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert on that.
It's pretty funny sometimes when she's talking, you can just see Cal going like, careful, careful.
Oh, she's going to get all the smoke. Like when the Texans lose, like if they lose to the Titans, it's going to be saying stuff. But she's not.
Careful.
She's not on social media.
Well.
She's not on social media.
Yeah. No. She has access.
Does she?
I think so.
I don't know.
She saw what I tweeted this morning. I can tell you that.
What'd you tweet?
About Amy.
You're talking about the stanky one?
Yeah.
Amy Adams stank? Yeah.
She was well aware. Okay. I'll put it that way.
There you go. Wild, man.
Yeah.
Enjoying this.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying the vibes and going to enjoy it tonight. If you're out there at the Post or 713 Music Hall, be sure to say hello to your friends at Sports Radio 610. We will be out there making the rounds. But yeah, 130 for the jersey, that's nice.
It's not bad.
No, that's good. I was thinking there would be a mark. That's actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like for that kind of commitment, that's going to last you years.
Now, which one? Yeah, let me ask you one more thing here real quick. Which one is the walking around town jersey?
White.
I kind of think the red.
White.
And I'm not a jersey guy, but I'm not talking about the one you wear to the game. Yeah. I'm talking about you just going out, you want to wear a jersey.
White.
Figgy?
I might, honestly, Landry ain't going to like this. I think the home ones might be the ones walking around more.
I like the red.
I think,
like if you're going out.
That might be the ones you see more.
You're going out with your buddies. You're going to just kind of hang out, go to a bar, go to a restaurant, and you want to wear a jersey. You got your Jordans on, you know, all that stuff. You're styling.
Why you got to be wearing Jordans?
I just said that. It's just an example. So you're styling. I kind of think the red works, man.
I think all of them works, to be honest. Yeah. But I think you're going to see a lot of home jerseys, man. I'm sorry. You're going to see a lot of home jerseys.
What in the world? What world am I living in, man? Coming up next, Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lunchtime Confessions. We confess our sins to you, the loophole. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during Lunchtime Confessions. It is time to confess. Watch this.
I think Hannah McNair could be a great radio host.
I don't know about that.
You
I
know, think if she wasn't canceled. A billionaire.
No, if she had a microphone in front of her 20 yeah. hours a week, she would be canned by Tuesday.
Oh, well, maybe.
Yeah.
But she would bring the fire because she never runs out. Like, she's always got
she can cook.
A lot of people think, I could cook. Do radio. And then they're on the air for 3 minutes and they're what else is there?
She came in here cooking, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
she came in here.
Does she do a podcast?
Mm-hmm. For sure, but she doesn't need to. She's got the.
She don't need to.
No,
I think she got other stuff to do.
There's a lot of people that don't need to.
I think she got more important stuff to do than sit around on a podcast.
Come on, man. Like, listen to In the Loop. Yeah. Watch this. Standing by it. Like I said, I don't like the home uniforms. Just not a fan. The Yankee blue, not a fan. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be traditional, I know the NFL didn't offer that color. Kind of thought there could have been a little bit more flavor in the home unis. Now, there's disagreements. There's some people. I know my neighbor, Angela. She said that she likes the – she's been a listener for a while, by the way. Shout out to Angela.
Yeah.
Big loophole. Happened to live in the
neighborhood. She's not one of the ones that's a caring about the park.
Hell no.
Let me find out she the one causing ruckus she might over have been, parking spot.
If she's the one who posted anonymously, you just lost a listener. But no, she actually likes the home the best. She likes the white the least. Like the white the most.
Yeah.
So there's healthy disagreement. I feel like we're getting a nice array of that, but I'm not a fan of the homes at all. I think they're for lack of a better term.
They're my number three or four, tied for three with the Reds or four by themselves. The Reds don't do a lot for me, but I will say this, they keep talking about fans like the traditional, you know, logo and look all. Well, actually, this is another confession. I said it earlier. I think these uniforms would be even more so universally approved if the alternate blue H-Town uniform was the everyday home. I think people are going to be a little disappointed.
Oh, man, that is the home.
I think people are going to be a little disappointed that they're only going to see it like twice a year.
You don't think it's too loud for a home?
The alternate blue with the H?
I'm not.
Hell no.
No, I think they would dominate.
They would dominate.
Yeah. If those
and maybe there's still a chance that somewhere down the road.
I think in a couple years they could consider that.
Yeah.
I think they need to change uniforms as often as possible. They need to ride this wave. They need to, like, whatever the rule is it 3 years?
Every 3 years you can tweak. The complete change, you have to go through the whole league and everything, which we were
talking
about.
With how popular their squad is, with how the kids are and the merch and stuff, they need to make up for only changing their uniforms once in two decades and get that done.
What I'm curious to see is, look, they're going to see these numbers. They're going to see the hats with that logo outselling everything. They're going to see the jerseys and T-shirts with that look outselling everything. So I'm wondering if, like, in a year, you know, they could say, you know what? Let's make the traditional homes the alternates, and because people are going to be disappointed you can only see them twice. You know, you can only see them twice a year.
I actually like that the hat right there. I actually think that's the best NFL hat in the league right now.
Yeah,
man.
This hat's nasty.
Because NFLs don't really have good caps.
I feel like Cal got a custom, though. It kind of fits his head perfect. I don't know what's going on there. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's just been rocking a little bit longer, so I was kind of taking the mold.
Watch this.
My it's called the booms, man. It's called the booms, Fig.
I gotta say.
Here we go again. I was disappointed that Lopez went boomer and had to go old Oilers today.
Except I didn't.
On the Texans' big day, we had to go.
Yep.
We had to go at Amy Adams Stank, which, by the way, Hannah might have too.
She's not a boomer.
But yeah, I was disappointed that Lopez made this about Billy White.
Well, you shouldn't be, because I never did that at all. Didn't even reference it. Pretty irresponsible of you to even say that. But that's okay. I do have one more confession here that I think ties in with these 15 steps that you talked about. Watch this. These are my confessions. I had no idea 5 teams changed their uniforms this year. Did you know that? 5 teams changed their uniform this year?
Broncos, Lions. Who else?
Texans.
Okay.
Jets, that's right.
Oh, man, did they change
that's
their
what
uniforms?
I'm saying.
They
and the Browns. Figgy, do you even know that the Browns changed their uniform?
Well,
this year?
They got the all whites. I think.
No, they added one other significant thing. Think Bernie Kosar.
I don't know.
Alcohol?
White face mask.
Yeah, I did
Whiskey?
See that.
White face mask.
Yeah. Oh, you said think Bernie Kosar.
5 teams changed their uniforms to some degree. I was like, what?
Wow.
The Texans were the only ones that were really talked about.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm a little hurt, man.
How's that?
Just kind of felt like they gave me a gift and I got jacked. Just confessing. Jersey handed to you.
Hey, Landry, let me get that jersey. I'm going to put it up on
studio. Jersey handed to you.
You mean the one they gave me?
Yeah. Cal and Hannah hand you the jersey. They say, hey, we should get show one of these.
Yeah.
All that. Like, oh. Boss comes in. Boom! What chain? That's my bike, punk.
My grandmother gave me that jersey.
That's right.
And then here's what else happened when the boss came in here. So he steals my jersey, mm-hmm. which was handed to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, well, Lopez has one too. And you know what the boss said?
What's that?
You want some of this too, old man?
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I don't know if this is a confession or just an observation. Maybe it's a confession. I'll turn it into a confession.
How about a conservation?
A conservation? How do we feel about bringing a wrestling belt up to the studio after you're already off the air and home so you can take a picture with Hannah McNair holding the belt and call her the People's Champ? It's a question. How do we feel about that?
I don't know, man.
Figgy?
Know about that.
I mean, I'm actually fine with it. If he paid that much money for it, damn it, I'm going to get a picture with everybody with that.
$550, you said?
Yeah, 550.
Yeah, I'm getting a picture with everybody with that.
No. Yeah, the wrestling belt outside. Sean's got the pickup. It's looking good.
Yeah.
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 Got the belt looking right there. Hannah.
Holding the belt.
Yeah.
People's champ.
Probably would have never seen her again, huh?
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I disagree with something Lopez said yesterday. I'm not pushing back too much on this, J-Lo.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
But I don't think that the Astros are done yet.
Well, look.
I don't think they're done yet.
We haven't even really talked about the Astros too much for obvious reasons. They suck and they're done is one of them. But the other is the Texan stuff going on. Look, I said this yesterday, and we posted the video of me talking about this. I could certainly be wrong, but it would take a lot for them to make a run of the postseason, given their shortcomings everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean everywhere.
No, I don't think you're. I mean, you're not crazy.
Like, yeah.
If you put a gun to my head, would I confidently say you're wrong? No.
Mm-hmm.
But this division's, I guess, a little bit wide open.
Yeah.
Wouldn't bet on them. That's for damn sure.
I would not bet on them.
Definitely would not bet on them.
Yeah.
That is for damn sure.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
The only thing I don't get with these uniforms, now that they're out and we've seen them, and you know where I rank them. I'll just reiterate for those who might be jumping in. Alternate H-Town, dark blue uniforms, one. Road uniform, regular road uniforms, two, probably red, three, and then the regular home, four. The only thing I don't get is why the heck they put that H-Town on the inside of the back of the collar. Does that one have it?
H-Town, that one do not. I don't think that one has.
That one doesn't?
Nah.
Yeah, it does. I don't understand.
Okay, the other
that
one don't have it.
I don't understand.
I don't know if
that
the other one have it.
I guess maybe because that's the only way you could. That's the only way that you. Yeah, this one says Houston.
Yeah, that one didn't have it.
This one says Houston, not H-Town, but it is in that blue. I mean, you got it on other
still
places.
Taking that from you?
Yeah, no, they haven't taken it from me yet. Here, I'll let you.
Let me hold that.
Yeah, don't get used to it.
Yeah, well,
or put it on, make them take you off. Or take it off you.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of. Kind of happens, man.
Like,
yeah.
Take this off of me then if you want it.
Coming up next, Cal and Hannah McNair, they came in, they brought receipts, and they had the internet going nuts. Let's hear from the owners of the Texans on a very big day around here next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Cal and Hannah McNair in studio, big day. They came. Hannah had receipts. She wanted the smoke in more ways than one. This is John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with Cal and Hannah McNair on a day in which the Texans changed the uniforms for the first time since forever. Cal and Hannah, congratulations on the uniforms. Congratulations on draft week. Congratulations on the vibes. How y'all doing?
Fantastic. Pretty good. About 10 a.m. this morning, it's been pretty fun.
Has it?
A lot of text messages.
How have you enjoyed the whole process? There's been a lot to it. How did y'all enjoy this process?
It's like a lot of things where there's a whole lot of work behind the scenes for a year
many,
and a half.
Many months.
But we that was fast tracking it. And then you get here and it all kind of happens all at once and you go, this is awesome, because it is awesome. But it was a lot of work we did behind the scenes to get here, and but it is awesome to be here. And we were seeing the fans lining up at the stadium to get there.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. Yeah, I saw that this morning.
I don't think Landry will be lining up to see any uniforms. What'd you call them? Trash? No. Garbage? They suck.
I said the home. I don't like the home ones. I don't like the home jerseys. I'm not a big fan.
I know you said trash. Garbage. Bad job.
The home jerseys.
I've got you.
I do not like the home jerseys.
How do you really like? What do you think about the home jerseys?
I just think they're too similar, and I actually think they're kind of like a little downgrade-y from the other ones. I like the white ones, and I like the alternates, but I do not like the home jerseys. I say, I'm not a big fan. What's y'all's favorite?
Clearly,
home jersey.
You like the home jersey best?
Come on,
I love the home.
That's Cal's favorite, a lot of our fans like the traditions
and like these things, and so we're hearing them speak and answering their.
I think what we're hearing is Landry, how Landry feels about you, babe.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
A knife in the back.
Knife in the back.
The color's different, though. The color's different, though, right?
Friend is loose.
Yeah. The color's different, though, right?
Yes. It's darker. Yeah, it's deep steel blue. We've gone back to deep steel blue.
Yeah, it looked. It didn't look the same. It looks like pretty significantly different, too. It looks the same, yet kind of different, a little bit darker.
So Nike didn't make the deep steel blue color that we used to have. Mm-hmm. And so it went to a lighter navy. This color actually is the same as the Yankees navy.
Okay.
It's that
deep, dark blue.
Which is where we started.
Yeah, which is back in the day.
Right.
Back in the day. All right, so let's get to some questions that we've been talking about here that you guys can answer.
Hold on. Speaking of colors.
Yeah.
So we went to a brighter red.
Yes.
Very much a brighter red. And which we're showing
it. This red is a red from... Where is it, babe?
Ohio State.
And so when we started this,
the Ohio State.
Before we got CJ.
Oh, really? That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Before CJ, then CJ comes in, he goes, that's my color.
Yeah.
So it was pretty
you know,
serendipitous.
I have a prediction. I think that CJ is probably going to be at least a top three highest selling jersey with this in the NFL. And I would actually be surprised if he – I think he's going to be top two and not two, honestly. I think he's going to be number one.
You're so negative. I think he's going to be the top.
I said top two, not two. That means one. Top two, not two means one.
I'm here for you today, Landry.
You're winning or losing, buddy. I'd say right now.
I'll take it.
You're losing. Yeah.
You ain't going to win.
In this car race.
you're not going to win. All right, so let's talk about the process. Because we've talked about this for a long time. You listen to our show. You understand that there were questions that we had. There was the leak that was
Which one?
Actually, the first one, Cal came out looking better than anybody in this whole thing, but with the way that you responded. But though there were issues along the way. From the very start, H-Town Blue was a topic. It was a topic. How much is it going to be? Is it going to be a dominant color? Is it going to be a color at all or whatever? So set the record straight from the very start and to the point of what you have now.
Is
H-Town Blue about where you wanted it to be, or were you kind of hoping for a little more and then you adjust?
So we heard that loud and clear from our fans.
Yeah.
They wanted H-Town Blue represented. They wanted Houston represented.
Mm-hmm.
And so we worked with the NFL, and there was some push and shove, and we came to where we could get to with the NFL.
A compromise.
Giving us a compromise and a certain percentage in the uniform. And I think our fans would like more.
Yeah.
And we're probably in that same boat. But, we're working with the powers that be with the league and all that stuff to get to where we could. Yeah,
I love the way you put that.
That was very, very good
the way you put that. Because I'm not quite as tactful as he is, as you well know. Like you put it very tactfully there, that you reached a compromise and there was other things that you could do, et cetera. But what I've been saying, and neither one of you can answer this, let me make it a question. At what point in the process was it early on where other owners saw what you were hoping to get done?
I think there was some talk. I think even publicly we discussed that we were going to be able to use a different color than Columbia Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that was released and we got approval to do that, that's when we started.
Maybe there was some. How did he put it? Give and take or something
Compromise.
A lot of compromise.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where they just said, "No, you can't." And then we compromised.
Yeah. But sometimes, I'm sorry, Landry.
What was the reason?
Yeah. Like, what was just, the good? Yeah. Yeah. Just they,
what do you think?
I'm just asking. You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if that's
I think
what
we all know what we're talking
we're
about
talking
here. About and talking, I'm gonna mention her by name in the next segment.
Amy Adams Stank. Amy Adams Stank.
Well, this is one of the.
He didn't say that. So yes. A lot of people say, like, you complimented me on my answer, saying mm-hmm. it was politically correct or whatever.
Tactful.
Thank you. And so a lot of people say Hannah is a spice to my tactfulness.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So we were given something that's a little, and I wanted to share with you because you've shared your sauce.
Oh, yeah. I gave you my
sauce. Someone made this and gave this to us.
Oh, yes. Wow. Allison Condrance.
Okay.
Hot sauce.
Oh, wow.
H-Town.
There you go.
It's Caliente.
Mexican ketchup.
Okay.
Now I know why you thought of me.
This no, it's is hot awesome. Sauce.
I know.
It's hot sauce.
It says Mexican ketchup on the bottom. Caliente. H-Town. Dude. Can I have this?
Get your chips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get it?
Yes, that's yours.
All right. Do they have the copyright on it? I can add it to the OG line.
Oh, we probably do.
I'm just kidding.
Cal and Hannah McNair in studio. We're on YouTube as well. We're rolling pretty deep. So
where is the camera for YouTube?
The right camera's here, right here. Right here. So right you kind of got your shoulder right there to him. But yeah, it's right here. And
not on purpose.
Right there. Yeah. Not on purpose. For sure. What has the last year been like for y'all? Because I was talking about it earlier today. I remember y'all kind of working the room at the draft party a year ago. There was excitement. I would say it was the most excited that the fan base had been in a few years, even before the draft. But where y'all are at right now when it comes to the approval rating as opposed to then, what has the last year just been like? Do you take a chance to be able to look back at that and say, damn, this has come a long way very far. All of the getting through the mud and stuff, it was worth it. Do y'all take time to at least enjoy that?
Well, there's been a lot of change from last year, and sometimes you just have to stay tuned to see what will happen. So it's been a fun trip. And when we started the season, we really didn't know, you know, how we were going to stack up with other teams mm-hmm. and see our team evolve like they did and play like they did and sort of confirm all of our hard work was a lot of fun to see. But mm-hmm. you know what that means this year?
What's that?
Absolutely nothing. Our guys got to stack it up and start over again.
Okay, D'Amico.
He's going hard-o-cal. Hard-o-cal.
You got to.
You've been hanging around Nick
with that big Nick energy.
Yeah, big Nick energy, the hard-o, D'Amico, all that. It's been the players are saying this, too. So it's not just you saying it. It does seem like the players, just the whole vibe. They're all kind of saying it really doesn't matter, which is – I guess it doesn't, but it's a little bit different, I would say.
We do keep score, and that's what really matters.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you something else that we had just on the uniforms that we've been talking about since y'all are here. What was the mindset? What was the thought process? Which one was going to actually be the everyday home versus the alternate home? Because my opinion, as I've said, I think I might have told y'all this off air, or maybe it's Greg Grissom. I wish that alternate home was the everyday home. I think that would have been a big, bold change.
Which alternate home?
The
Which
one
alternate?
With H on the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the alternate blue.
That one.
Yeah,
that one. Yeah.
That's just me personally, because I think then you could have the old uniform as the alternate and still have tribute to the classic look. So how did y'all decide...
Don't you love us guys giving fashion advice?
I take it from Figgy.
All I'm doing
is telling you what my opinion was. I'm curious. The question is, how did y'all weigh what was going to be what uniform? You know what I mean?
Well, we heard, again, loud and clear from our fans, mm-hmm. we love the logo. Don't mess with the logo. We want it on our uniforms. And so we heard that.
Mm-hmm. And so that made it.
But Landry would say we listen to the fans too much.
No, that's not.
Yeah, he said too many fan councils, too many opinions.
No, I said it's
what it produced is garbage. It's trash.
She's fake news to me.
Tune into the locker room.
I said it's hard to please so many people. And
apparently you. Remember last time we were in here, you were talking about, Han, I'm worried about you. You're going to be getting smoked. Little did I know it'd be coming from you.
Oh.
I was worried about Hannah being the one that if they lost, they took out the advice. I just don't like the homes. I don't like the home uniforms. That's it.
I just wouldn't take fashion advice from this guy. No, just looking at what he's wearing today.
No, I would not. I would not take fashion advice from me. This is actually a pretty cool shirt.
Those are cargo shorts, man. Yeah,
these are not cargo shorts. Now she's lying on me. These are pants. These are joggers. Look at Hannah coming in here flexing on me with the fashion.
She's firing, man. She's a little drive-by.
Hey, got you. So what are y'all going to do for the draft? Are y'all just going to just kind of relax? Are y'all a little bit more relaxed this year than last? Or is it the same mindset? What are we going to do for the draft? Because there's obviously no party. So what are y'all's plans?
There's
y'all
going to be
well, Friday.
Well, I'm not on Thursday. Not yeah. for round one. For round one, what are y'all going to do?
We're going to be in the draft room.
We'll be in the draft room, and you never know what Nick's going to do. He may trade up. I said this last year.
Yeah.
He may trade up. He may trade down.
Don't know.
He'll take calls and see what happens and do, you know, again, it's a cliche, but he'll do what's best for the team.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be exciting. And what happens in the first round, even if we're not picking there, influences the second round.
Are there going to be any, because obviously going to be in the Hall of Fame game, any changes to training camp, whether dates or locales?
Yeah, we're still working on that because we haven't gotten the preseason mm-hmm. game dates, so we're still working through that. Yeah, but yes, there has to be a little bit of an adjustment.
I thought y'all made the media rounds, I want to say 2 weeks ago when y'all sat down with all the local channels. I thought y'all's best answer was where they asked about Stephon Diggs, and I think it was with Bristol, correct? Yeah, it was with mm-hmm. Bristol, and they asked about the term diva. And you said basically that you like bringing in strong personalities. You didn't dismiss the possibility, Cal, of there being disagreements, but you said that the culture was strong enough to where bringing a guy into that atmosphere is not the worst thing. How cool is it to be able to say that? Because I don't think we could have said that was the case. Maybe for your entire tenure. How cool is it for you to be able to say that and not go up there and just completely dismiss the possibility and not necessarily embrace conflict, but say we're in position to where we can deal with strong personalities?
Well, I think we're in a good place, you know, to do that, and I think it's reflective. And he's an extremely talented player, and I can't wait to, you know, get him here and see what he's going to contribute to the team.
All right, that's Cal and Hannah McNair. More with them coming up as we go around the NFL. Plus, we talk about blessings in disguise when it comes to the quarterback position. A lot of that centers around C.J. Stroud and not Bryce Young. But there might be an even bigger blessing that took place in the same area of the draft 2 years earlier that went full circle yesterday. More with Cal and Hannah, plus a lot going on around the NFL. Let's go around it next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.